Crisis intervention centers provide mental health treatment to those that need help but don't require admission to a psychiatric hospital. In the 2012 General Assembly session, the legislature approved $3.2 million over the biennium to create three child crisis intervention centers, including one in Richmond at St. Joseph's Villa. This year, child advocates are asking for an additional $1.5 million to create centers in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. Margaret Nemo Crow is Director of Policy at Voices for Virginia's Children.
You never want to send someone to a psychiatric hospital if they don't really need that level of intensity. That can be traumatic in and of itself. But if a child can be served appropriately here, it's much more family friendly. The family can come for as many sessions as they like to try and work through whatever the crisis is. Obviously, we want hospitals to be there because sometimes that's the only thing that, you know, the child is a danger to himself or others, and they need that level of care. But there are many kids who get into a crisis that, with some resources put around them for a short period of time, really could stay in their families. The staff here are immediately going to start therapy. It's going to be individual therapy, group therapy, and really importantly, working with the family, because the child's very quickly going to be going back to that home situation. And so it's really a matter of starting the discharge planning as soon as they get here. So you're looking at what resources are available to that child and family in the community. Do they have a psychiatrist if they need one? Do they need to have their medications looked at? Do they have medications? Do they have intensive enough services in the community, like in-home or therapeutic day treatment at school, to help maintain them in their home and help maintain them in whatever school they came from, so that they don't have to be hospitalized and they don't have to go to more costly residential treatment.
Since the three centers opened last year, 82% of child crisis cases were kept out of hospitalization in these regions. Crow says these centers also saved the state money.
The state general funds that go toward housing a child at the crisis stabilization unit are about $150 a day versus at least $700 a day to send a child to the state hospital in Stanton. And if you had to hospitalize them in a private hospital here in the Richmond area, it would be upwards of $1,000. So there is a great cost savings to doing this as well, which is an added bonus. It's the better thing for the child in many cases, and it's also a much more efficient use of resources. There are always going to be a limited number of dollars in the kids' mental health system, and we want to make sure that the dollars are being used in the most efficient way so that we can serve the most kids with the highest quality services.
Marianne Bergeron is Executive Director of the Virginia Association of Community Services Boards.
Imagine a family whose child is in trouble. There's a child in Norfolk, or there's a child in King and Queen County who cannot get a service other than what is at the Commonwealth Institute. And that's hours away from their family, their support system, their school. It's always disruptive, adults or children, when people are taken out of their community.
This year, Governor McDonnell included $1 million in his budget for crisis intervention services, though Voices estimates it will take an additional $500,000 to fully fund the two centers they want to open in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. There are an estimated 100,000 children in the Commonwealth who have a serious emotional disorder that interferes with their daily lives. Craig Carper, WCVE News.